here for the university. So Joel, let's go to the first one. The governor got the budget, the appropriation on June 29th and immediately signed it. As far as for higher education and the impact on us is the overall higher education, it had an increase of $300 million to the higher education appropriation. But if you break that down very simply, $400 million of that increase, or there was a $400 million increase in the contribution to SERS, and with a $100 million offset, a decrease to the rest of the components of higher education, included, that's where our 6% cut that Dr. Easter referred to is hitting us. So overall, a $300 million increase to higher education, $400 million increase to SERS, and a $100 million cut to the rest of the higher education components. Our appropriation itself, we are now seeing, and then this is on a constant dollar basis using 12 CPI from fiscal year 12 for this purpose. From 2002, fiscal year 2002, essentially our high water mark at $1,028,000,000, we are now down, just looking at GRF to GRF, and for fiscal year 13, again on a constant dollar basis, to $603 million. Which means about a 41% decrease in the appropriation to the University of Illinois. What this means is, if you're looking at this on a constant dollar basis, we are back at my high school senior level, 1966, as far as the appropriation for the university. And looking at a nominal dollar basis, we're back to 1998 as far as the appropriation for the University of Illinois. Over that time, again, we've increased our enrollments to almost 78,000 students, from almost, well over 10,000 more students during that period of time. I think it's only fair, Joe, if you go on to the next one, to look at, when you look at that decrease in GRF, but to look at also the payments on behalf. Again, I think it's important to take a look at this again a little more closely because of the pension situation. But what this represents, payments on behalf, again, is what the state is paying on our behalf, employees of the University of Illinois, for their health care and for their pension. And for fiscal year 12, the one we just finished, the estimate is about $800 million of total costs that the state would be picking up. Again, about half of that, about $400 million, $412 million, would be for health care, which is this piece. But if they take a look at this piece, which is the pension piece, which about $406 million would be the pension piece. And I've broken it into two pieces. $220 million roughly is the amount that basically is what the state is paying to basically amortize the past, the unfunded liability, to try to pay for the unfunded liability in the past. $180 million is the amount that constitutes what we call normal cost. This is basically for an ongoing basis, what should be put in on a going forward basis to pay. This is where the center of attraction is for the proposed pension legislation, to basically pick up a piece of normal cost for the university, for essentially all the players in the state pension funds, to pick up a portion of normal cost. And I would basically look at that $180 million, and the way we calculate that $180 million, we basically said that roughly a rule of thumb is about 20% of payroll would constitute normal cost, and the employees are putting in 8%. So the remaining 12% is what's here at this $180 million mark. So to get it, basically, for every 1%, you would divide the 180 by 12, so for every 1%, it's $15 million is what's basically at stake with the state legislation. This is where we were right up to about May 30th, you know, or the morning of May 30th, that we're going to start putting in that amount of money. And then, as you know, that fell apart, but I'm sure that this is going to come back, you know, very, very shortly as part of the legislation. So that's where it comes from. It's you take and divide that $180 million by 12, and you get $15 million for every 1%. So, but it's I think it's always critical to put that up because of the pension situation. Capital, coming out of the capital, where there was no capital bill for 2013 or for this year, I think the best thing we can say is that the $254 million capital bill from fiscal year 10, the final in fiscal year 12, we've got the rest of the last of the project monies to basically pay all that $254 million.